Mind Behind the Crime by Dr. Helen McGrath and Cheryl Critchley. Read by Felicity Jurd. Jeff Hunt. When well-to-do New South Wales farmer Jeff Hunt brutally shot dead his family and himself in September 2014, those who knew him were shocked. They described the respected member of the local community as a devoted father and an all-round good guy. Most reasoned that Hunt, 44, who hailed from an upstanding and prominent farming family, must have been in incredible pain to kill his wife Kim, 41, and their three children Fletcher, 10, Mia, 8, and Phoebe, 6. None of Hunt's family, friends, or acquaintances could understand what had happened. There had been no obvious warning signs, as the family, which had been through some difficult times following a serious car accident in which Kim had been injured, seemed to be doing relatively well. Hunt's farming friends were also perplexed when they saw that he had driven through a canola field bursting with bright yellow flowers to get to the dam where he ended his life. In the farming world, disturbing a crop is something a farmer would never do, no matter what. As a former farmer, Lockhart Mayor Councillor Roger Shermer, who was deputy mayor at the time, noticed the discrepancy on the television news, as did other locals. "Jeff drove through the canola crop to get to the dam," Roger says. "That's not something a farmer would do. You wouldn't roll down a crop. This was a high-flowering canola crop, and he drove in a direct line through the crop to get to the dam. You just don't. There must have been a steely determination to do what he chose to do. It struck a lot of farmers, not just me." Regardless of the circumstances, nothing excuses the way Jeff Hunt killed those closest to him on the family farm, Watch Hill, outside Lockhart in New South Wales. The local community's stunned reaction highlights just how difficult it can be to comprehend the actions of men who choose to kill their entire family rather than deal with the problems that led them to that point. But if we want to at least try to prevent such tragedies happening again, it is essential to look at the full picture. Consider how the Hunt children died. If she was awake, the last thing little Phoebe Hunt would have seen was her father pointing a double-barreled shotgun at her face. The man who was meant to protect his daughter instead chose to shoot her at point-blank range. Phoebe was in the bedroom her father shared with her mother, Kim, whom Hunt had already shot above the right eye and left for dead on a path outside the house. Phoebe somehow ended up in her parents' bedroom, where Hunt shot her in the face. Mia suffered the same fate in her own bedroom. Wearing her pajamas, she was found sitting partially upright in her bed, leaning on her left side against the wall. Her bottom was on a pillow that rested against the bedhead. Mia may have been sitting up in bed, or she could have just sat up when Hunt entered the room. Either way, her father shot her in the middle of the forehead. The girl's brother Fletcher was also found slumped in his bedroom, lying on his right side in his pajamas. While Fletcher was also shot at close range, for some reason he was hit in the back of the head and not the front. When he was found, the bedside lamp he usually left on as he slept was still emitting its soft light. The shocking scene was discovered by disability support worker Lorraine Burke, who helped Kim with household chores following her car accident, when she arrived for work at about 2:45 p.m. on Monday, 9th of September 2014. Lorraine was surprised to see Kim's car in the driveway, as Kim had agreed to pick Fletcher up from cricket practice after school that afternoon. The family dog, Ellie, was barking loudly and running back and forth. As Lorraine walked towards the house, she saw Kim lying on the paved pathway with a blue jacket over her head. Lorraine thought her client must have fallen over, but as she approached, she saw blood on the ground near her head. Lorraine immediately ran inside and called an ambulance. It turned out that Kim was covered in two jackets, both work coats owned by her husband. As she frantically called for help, Lorraine saw a handwritten note on the dining room table. It read, "I am sorry. It's all my fault. Totally mine." The first ambulance arrived at 3:04 p.m. After confirming that Kim was dead, the paramedics waited for police to arrive. At that stage, Lorraine thought the children were at school and due to arrive home soon. When three police officers drove up the driveway, they headed about 450 metres to the farm dam, where Hunt's white Mitsubishi utility was parked. They found the keys in the ignition and shotgun shells in the front seat. Hunt was nowhere to be seen. The officers searched the yard and sheds before entering the house.